Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, Coffee Break Radio here, and I am thrilled to have a speaker today who you've heard before. She's going to talk on a topic that most people don't consider a form of evangelism or something that can be used in with the whole concept of faith. So it's going to be very exciting to hear about that. I just can't wait to hear her talk about her story. But first, we're going to have some fast food. Psalm 139:13. For you were formed in my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. And when I think about that, I think, oh my gosh, we are all made specifically, uniquely different, with different skills, different talents, different abilities that the Lord wants to use. And when we're using our gifts and our talents and our abilities that He's given us, we feel like we're in the perfect place doing the right thing. So I just am so uplifted by that, because every once in a while I think, oh man, I can't do this, or I'm not as good at that. And I forget to remember that I was made specifically for His purposes. Here's Exodus 35, 31, and 32. And He has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, with intelligence, with knowledge, and with all craftsmanship to devise artistic designs, to work in gold and silver and bronze. That just gives me chills, because He designed us to be artistic and creative, as well as to be logical and organized. So the person that we're going to be listening to today is using art as a form of ministry. Linda Mullen is with us, and we will have pictures of her paintings on the website, so you can look at those while you're listening to her talk. Linda, how are you?
I am so good, and I'm so excited to be here this morning.
I'm glad to have
anxious.
You. I just can't wait to hear about how you got into doing painting and how you use it for purposes of glorifying the Lord. During Renaissance times, there were benefactors who supported artists. And they made wonderful paintings and sculptures. I'm thinking of Rembrandt, Bernini, all the fabulous art that's in Italy. But now, artistic pursuits are sort of minimized in the church and not really appreciated other than the music. So this is going to be a wonderful thing to hear about. So how did you get into this?
Well, I actually had a desire most of my life to be an artist. And I didn't have any talent. And so I was in a state of, I have a desire, but I'm not designed. And boy, could we preach that for on another day. But I've discovered that if you have a desire, there is a design in there somewhere to meet that desire and have those two things marry and produce a lot of fruit. So I spent my life wanting to be an artist, and I was an adult. I was almost 30 years old, and I was over at a friend's house, and there were four of us having coffee around her table. And Mary Ellen said, you know, I want to be a portrait artist, and I want to have a gallery, and I want to have an art center, and I want people to come and look at my paintings and buy them. And Nancy said, oh, I want to be in that art center. I want to do stained glass. I want to do custom designs. And she talked about what she wanted to do. Then Gail said, oh, I want to be in that art center too. I'm going to bring music. I'm going to write songs. I'm going to give lessons. And then they all looked at me and I said, I'm going to be there and I'm going to be an artist. I had no idea what I was saying. So the conversation went on, and we were not in a box at that point, in any box. And we said, if only we could have a building, then we could start an art center. So I said, well, I know someone who owns commercial property. The person happens to be an elder in my church. let's go see him. We got up from the table. We got in a car. We drove to this man's commercial property place, and we jumped up and down, and we said, we want an art center. And Mary Ellen said, I'm going to paint portraits. And Nancy said, I'm going to design stained glass. And Gail said, I'm going to write music. And I said, I'm going to be an artist. I still had no idea what I was saying. My brother was a sign maker. He made us a sign. And God bless this elder, whose name was Richard, looked at us and said, okay, girls, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you a building for $150 a month for a year. You guys go see what you can do.
Oh, my gosh.
We each threw in $50 because we needed $50 for the utilities. And he gave us a commercial property that was absolutely so large that Gail had aerobics classes in the front room.
Oh,
my
goodness.
We were flying. So I went home, and I said, what am I going to do? Mary Ellen said, why don't you do pen and ink because you don't have to deal with color? So I went home, and I tried pen and ink. That didn't work. And so now I was the owner of an art studio, and I panicked. I actually panicked. And I can remember going to the book of Genesis and reading about creation. And I said, well, God, you were the original artist. You were first on the scene. If you created it, you can teach me how to do it. And I went into my living room, and I literally got on my knees, and I cried out to God, do you know the predicament I'm in? I own an art gallery, and I don't know how to do anything. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, just draw the shadows. And
wow.
I said, oh, okay. And I got up and picked up a piece of paper and drew the most beautiful elephant. And I wish I had it. I don't know what happened to it. And I was off.
Oh,
and
my
so
goodness.
That's how it started. And I said, well, I don't like black and white. And Mary Ellen very practically said, what do you like to look at? And I said, I like to look at watercolors. She said, then that's what you need to do is watercolors. So I went down to the local art store, and I spent a whopping $28 on a tin of paints with the little circles in them. And I thought, you know, who I am, right? I am so good. I have spent $28 on a whole box of paint. And I came home. I didn't know you had to use watercolor paper. I didn't know anything. And I tried to hold a brush, and I couldn't. So I came home, and I got a kitchen sponge, and I sliced it into little pieces. And I went back to the art gallery, and I dipped my sponge into paint, and then I dipped it on the paper. And that's how I started painting watercolors with a kitchen sponge.
Oh, my gosh.
And Mary Ellen and I used to have, we had Bible studies every Monday morning for years together. We studied the Word, and we would pore over the parable of the talents. And we would say, if we keep going, we can only get better. If we only have two talents, but we use them, they double. And if you keep using them, they double again. And then I began to pray that God would give me the talents that other people had buried, because that's what happened in the parable. The one that buried their talent, the master comes and says, well, you buried yours. I'm going to give it to the one who's using it. So my story is not an overnight success. My story is that it took a lot of hard work and a lot of years, but I increasingly became better. And there was a time when I finally got over the hump and something didn't go in the trash. It went in a frame. And that was a big day for me.
How long did that process take?
Well, I've been painting for 30 years. And it was probably about, I was working full time, so I couldn't devote myself to artwork. I could only do it part time. But I got discouraged at one point. There were things that went on. I had some physical problems, and I wasn't painting. And I was in prayer one day, and I was thanking the Lord for just a lot of stuff. You know how you do that? let's get out of the doldrums by thanking God, right?
Right, right.
And I was saying, oh, you know, Lord, I wish there was something I could do to thank you. And he said, you could begin to paint again. And so I went and got art supplies, and that was about six years ago. And since I've picked them back up again and really worked on it is when things really changed. I've won several awards, sold several paintings, doing very well, actually, with my art. So,
well,
it
I was
wasn't
in
overnight.
I was at an art show recently where I saw two of your pieces, and they had won awards. And your paintings are just lovely. I love the way you deal with light and shading. It's just beautiful.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah,
and that's all because I still paint the way God told me to draw. I paint the shadows, and I let the whites take care of themselves.
Well, now, how does this fit into ministry?
Well, I'll tell you, that's another story. Please watch my time for me.
Let
me know if I'm going over. I do not paint what you would call religious paintings. And I've always wanted to be able to use my art for the Lord in some way. And about 2 years ago, I was in my dining room, standing and looking outside of the window. And I paint a lot of florals. I paint glass and still life and things like that. And I stood at the window and I said, God, is there any way a flower can impact the world? It really came out of my gut, you know, just my art has to count for something. So about 6 months later, I was contacted by Mary Ellen, whose house we were at around the dining room table when this started. She's a gallery owner today. And by the way, everyone went on to do what they had declared that day at the table, which is another whole story. But she called me and she said, listen, there is a project called, there's an organization called Freedom 58, and they work to raise funds and awareness to rescue people out of human trafficking. They've come up with an idea. What they would like to do is gather Christian artists from around the United States and ask them to paint the portraits of these girls that are being rescued out of slavery. And then they're going to put take all these portraits, put them together in a traveling exhibit, and have the exhibit travel all over to and tell the stories of these girls and women that are being rescued. So she said, would you be interested? And I haven't done portraits for a really long time, but I loved the idea of doing the project. So I contacted Bob Swenson, who's heading this up, and I said, I haven't done portraits in a long time. This is what I do. Here is my website. Well, he got back to me in minutes. What had happened is that several of the girls that were rescued actually were still in danger, and they were not allowed to show their face in a painting. So
oh my
he
gosh.
Asked me, he said, you're an answer to prayer. Can you do something for us that doesn't show the face? And I did my first painting of them. I got flowers. I did a still life. It has a little portrait on the desk. And I created an entire still life that told the story of her life without showing her face.
Now, is it possible to have a copy of that for our website to put up?
I did. Sent you one the other day.
That's one of them. Okay,
it's
great.
One of them. And it has a red bowl in it to signify the blood of Jesus. The flowers in the vase are white and pink, and the white represents that they've been washed clean, but the pink represents that when God washes us clean from our sin, He leaves our design and our personality.
Oh, wonderful. Before you go on any further, we're going to take a short break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. goes off. Are you there?